نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تعالى في قرآن مجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد المعدن الجود والكرم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلي الغالب اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلي وصحبه وبارك وسلم أما بعد
حضرت عبداللہ بن مبارک رحمۃ اللہ علیہ is a very great muhaddith and jurist, faqih, and a great friend of Allah. And he narrates that when a human being, insan, when he, with regards to this world, when he passes away, when he dies, and when he transfers away from this world, from this universe, from this earth, and then he departs towards the world of barzakh, which we call death. Kullu nafsun dahikatul maut, the Quran has stated that every human being has to die, transfer to the next world. So when at the time the human being dies, passes away, then obviously that individual, he remained and lived in this world for quite some time, 70 years, 80 years, 50 years, 60 years. He passes the time and life in this world before death. So quite a lot of things he gathers, collects. House, business, after that relatives, relationships, mother, father, children, friends, acquaintances. He's remained and lived in the world for some time. He has connections. He has a bond and he lives with caution. He lives confidently. And he takes this verse out of the mind that everyone's going to die. And the person who views in this world, he never thinks he's going to die. He thinks he's permanently in this world. So you could call this the deception of the nafs, the deception of the human being, or nafs, desires, neglect. Anyway, it's a big disease for a human being, this condition. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that go to the graveyard so that you can remember that death is a fact. And with regards to death, you will think. So this is a reality, a big, big reality. That for me to go home from here is not a reality. That we have full belief that we'll get home. But we should have yaqeen that sitting here, that death can come at any time. But I don't even know, will I arrive home or not. But with regards to sickness, the sickness of the nafs gives me belief that I'll get home. I promise, I'm just coming back. 5 minutes. Get this ready, get that ready. This is how a person leaves home, isn't it? But he doesn't have yaqeen. As Ali karamallahu wajh said, that you don't even have yaqeen. You know that your eyelids that blink, do you have guarantee that when it comes down, it will raise back up? But we don't have yaqeen, belief in death, that death is closer than the blinking of the eyelid. So my brothers, when a person remembers something, then he prepares for it. If you don't remember something, then how will you prepare for it? So just a system, a way of life becomes just a name. But in reality, a person's not preparing for that reality. Such a great reality, and the preparation for that is minor. It shows clearly this fact. That just temporarily is sat there somewhere in our mind, in the corner of the brain, that death is something. But in reality, we don't have certainty and belief in that so that we can prepare for it. And those people who prepare, then their life is very unique and different. You will see that. We hear about this, we read about this. and we see the events in front of us. Allah Ta'ala shows us events, incidents. Their lives are very unique and separate and different. So with regards to that, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak, he narrated an event that when a person dies, he leaves a lot of things. Just like I shared with you just now. He leaves things in the world. End of story. He can't cargo them from here to the next world. He can't take them with him. The connection with the world's broken. Rather, the Mufassirin commentators have said that just like the clothes are taken off the deceased person's body, you know, our body, even the body is changed after you transferred. Rather, the example of the body is shown to that person. Allahu Akbar. This also finishes the body, the physical body. It's just a different form and image. Yeah, just like we change our clothes and our outward image, the same way that person, his body, is remains and he goes ahead. So it's a very ajeeb fact and reality. And life is so temporary, it's going to finish, but we love it so much. When a person leaves everything here, then obviously he has a connection, relatives, friends, contacts, people he knows, friends. So we cry, we lament, we have sympathy, condolences. For quite some time, some people, slowly they forget. But Allah's nizam is such that Allah gives sabr to the human beings who are left behind. Patience. Those who know, the person who's dying, he knows that they're going to cry after me, they're going to feel sad, sympathetic. Yes, obviously when a person's dying and he's screaming, crying, he looks at them and says, why are you screaming and crying about me dying? Yes, and he hears that and he speaks. He says that, the dying person. So one thing within that time is that he leaves everything. People are crying, remembering him after he's gone. But the person who he doesn't know, it's not in his mind. When a person lives here, he doesn't appreciate somebody, someone else, who he thinks is close. Even that person is closer than his close relatives. The crying of the people, they will die themselves one day. They'll go into their own fikr about their lives. Yes, that what benefit is a person who's crying in this world after someone's died giving him to the person who deceased? Nothing. He's just got his sadness and his feeling of loss. But sometimes he leaves such a thing that he doesn't even know that so much they loved me, so much a deep connection I had with these people. Some people he leaves behind, he has a deep connection with, such a strong bond and relationship and connection they had with me. Why? Because those people who cry, their crying is very different. And on that, Allah Ta'ala is surprised and taken aback on their crying, because their crying isn't for the dunya, because until Qiyamah they will give benefit to that person who's passed away. So they who will cry, and he doesn't even know, he doesn't even appreciate or feel that I should have made a connection with these people, I should have had friendship with these people, that I was just lost in relatives and friends and people in the world, their crying will finish one day. So what is that thing? What is that strong connection that cries after that person? Allah Ta'ala asks them. That when Allah sees them crying and missing that person of their life, Allah Ta'ala asks and questions that, why are you crying after this person who's passed away? What connection did you have with this person? That you know, a relative, friend, that those people, they're crying, their friends and relatives, but you are remembering that person in a proper way and crying. Then they reply. Those who cry, they reply. Who are they? What is it that cries after remembering him? Just like the people cry. My brothers, they are the places, those paths, those ways that he used to pass through. Subhanallah. Have we ever thought? In the narration it stated, the earth and the heavens, about that person, they cry for that person. The earth, we can understand. In that time when this was being discussed, this hadith, it will be, then we said that the earth and the heavens, how will the heavens cry, the skies? So today we realize that because today from the skies we have a more connection than the earth. Always we're sat on a plane. Say subhanallah. People are sat on planes. Oh, I'm going here today, he's traveling there today, he's going to Africa, India, Bangladesh, Umrah, or Canada, or USA, or in the skies, there are planes everywhere, flying. So today the connection strong that we have with the heavens, the skies, is more. We don't even have that much connection with the earth than we have with the skies. So it's in the narration, it said that those places on the earth and the heavens, the skies, they cry after that person, they scream and shriek. Allah says, why are you crying to the sky? Why are you crying, Allah says, to the sky, to the heavens? Those places, physically, Allah says, why are you crying? So how many places, tell me, through which a person has passed? The sea, plants, Mediterranean Sea, if he goes to Africa, how many seas and oceans he has to pass through, mountain ranges, trees, what comes in the way? Tell me, just one journey, he has to pass through all the whole world. What do we know? We don't even know what's beneath us, where I'm passing through. But all of them know that human being, say Subhanallah. All of the creation, what will that human being be? That you're just going on a journey, going back, I went to India. But what do you know, how many places you have created a connection with whilst you're traveling? Ajib dunya, my friends, from the hadith you learn these facts. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us tariqa, methodology, how to live the life, how we should live the life. He's taught us. Ajib, unique points come in my mind, I'm sharing with you, my friends. So when you travel, think sometimes you just book a seat, or I'm going on a plane. Don't look down at what's happening directly beneath you. You sat there, maybe you're scared or afraid that you don't want the plane to drop. But all the skies and the earth beneath you, they know, they're saying salam, dua to you. Whilst you're passing, mashallah. So you have a connection with the dunya. They cry afterwards. Not for everybody. And it's explained it, who do they cry for? Not for every human being do they cry these things, the creatures, the creation. There are two conditions. For one type of person they cry, and one type of person they're grateful, Allah, we're grateful to you. Oh, get rid of this person, he's gone from this world, he was passing through us, by us. Good riddance. So two types of human beings. One human being they have a deep connection with, that those places he's passing through, then everything remembers that person. They're remembering him in detail. The rivers remember him, the fountains remembering. If you go to Canada, what beautiful fountains and springs and waterfalls. You will see the beautiful nature in Canada if you go. Go to Norway. Go to here, there. Such places in the world, they all recognize the human being. And we forget when you go on a journey, oh, 10 years ago I went to this place. 15 years ago I went to this place. What do you know? That you have a strong connection, friendship with that creation. Who will those people be who have that strong connection? Allah Ta'ala is explaining, become a human being like this. That in the universe, you're walking, traveling, even that. Kul siru fil ardi, you're wandering around in the dunya. Even that bit for you should not be without benefit. It should be beneficial for you. Because everything you should take benefit from the world. That you thought, those people you loved and you had connection with and those people you died for, fine, they'll cry after you pass away. But when they die, gone, they won't remember you. They'll be just worried about themselves, about their death, about their passing away. So what's the benefit of them crying? Think about the benefit that you should get. Very soon, our turn's going to come. There's a queue. There's a line that, when is my turn going to come? So learn a lesson from those who passed before us. So there are two conditions, two types of people. So then the seas will reply, they'll be crying. The ocean, the whole ocean will be crying for you. It will reply. And many people, they travel a lot, lots of people, on the earth, everywhere will be crying for him, the earth, the land. How much we're going from work, going to work in the morning. Locally we travel a lot. Locally, many places we go, and all these places and creation will cry, screaming. So Allah will ask, Allah will come in between and say, what's happened to you? Why do you cry? So they will respond, the whole universe, the earth, wherever he passed by. And well, imagine that human being. So become a human being like this person. Who will be that person? For whom they will say, Allah, this person, he has a lot of favors on us. The ocean is saying, the sea, the fish in the sea are saying, Allah, this person has a big favors on us. The trees are saying this, the greenery, the plantation, the vegetation. That when you go on a plane, you see beneath you the mountain ranges, even the clouds, you go through them, above them, the clouds. And the lightning, when it's flashing, have you seen that when you're in a plane with me? It's happened. I've seen that. All of them will reply, they'll testify for that human being, they'll cry. Proper, genuine crying. Their crying isn't this that, oh, they die for a few days, like the dunya, after 4 days they'll disappear. No, until Qiyamah they'll benefit that person, they're crying. For that human being, for whom they're crying, for such a good human being, we should become like that person. So they'll say, Allah, he had a lot of favors on us. And Allah will say, what favors did he do to you? How did he favor you? Allah, you are Khabir Basir, you know everything. They'll reply, Allah, you are the person, you are the one who enabled him to do everything. From that man, you enable him to do all the actions. Such actions he did, Allah, you enabled him. So they'll say, Allah, he has big favors on us. Allah say, what favors has he done for you? They'll say that when he passed by us, the oceans will say, the sea will say, the water will say, the river will say, that when he passed by us or near us, then he who used to be doing the dhikr of Allah whilst he was passing by, this is the power of dhikr of Allah. The ocean is saying, Allah, he used to do the dhikr of Allah. His qalb, his heart, his lataif were immersed in the dhikr of Allah. People, they were flying in the plane and he was eating, drinking, everything, mashallah, in the plane. But not for a second was he negligent, lazy from your remembrance. Allah, they will say, the creation, the Allah, he made us alive. He made us alive whilst passing by us. He gave us a line, a guidance. He gave us life, sustenance. How can we forget him? That how we used to become excellent when he used to pass by us, through us, our life used to be made. The ocean is saying. And then we come to the other hand now. They say, oh, we were fed up with this person. The ghafil used to pass by us with bad actions whose hearts were dead. They didn't know about their lataif. They didn't know inside what they were. Those human beings, nothing at all. They had no life, no purpose. When they passed by us, Allah, then it was destruction for us. They say, Allah, this is the other side of the spectrum now. And this is the creation speaking to Allah about the death of one person. One person when he departs, the whole universe, earth is speaking, testifying. Brothers, read the narration. Read the narration. Allah says, is it? They'll say, yes. So the earth and the skies cry. And then they don't just cry. Then they do dua for the individual, for his maghfirah. Every place Allah make him successful in the hereafter. All the faces. And then the earth and the heavens. Imagine, brothers, imagine people that when a person's deeds will be presented, Allah will gather the witnesses together, and how many things and places will testify for that person, the dhakir, that we testify, Allah, he used to do dhikr of Allah. He was a person who used to do the dhikr of Allah. How famous hadith is that one mountain, he asks another mountain. One mountain asks another mountain. This is hadith that tell me, today did anyone pass by you doing the dhikr of Allah? And the mountain will say with pride, yes, a person passed by me doing dhikr of Allah. The mountain says with pride. And he says, if only someone passed by me like that, very big thing if a person becomes a dhakir, remembering Allah, massive result. Big, big value on that human being. Big, big value. Mountain saying to the other mountain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the whole universe is based on the success of dhikr of Allah. All our deeds are all based on dhikr of Allah. Salah, fasting, hajj, zakat, everything, all the value is based on what? Dhikr of Allah. It's the dhikr of Allah that makes everything exist, and acceptance is based on dhikr of Allah. On every deed, acceptance is based on dhikr of Allah. So how good fortune, how lucky is that person, how big, big blessing and mercy of Allah and grace of Allah that he gives us the tawfiq to do dhikr, his remembrance. Don't consider it a minor, my brothers. Don't think it's a minor doing dhikr of Allah. And how sad it is. How sad it is, extremely sad. That, remember, 1/3 of the Quran, its subject is this exact point. 1/3 of the Quran. 1/3 of the Quran's subject, teaching, message that explains about what's lacking in the dunya, about that Allah Ta'ala is making us aware in the Quran. Allah is telling us the amal, the deeds, the preparation. That with that shaitan, he has made us most negligent, that he doesn't allow us to come close to dhikr of Allah. He doesn't even want us to come close to dhikr. Waswasa he creates, negative thoughts, distress. He'll say dhikr is a minor thing. And when in opposition to that, the whole Quran is full of explanation, dhikr of Allah, hadith upon hadith. Rasulullah s.a.w. has told us about dhikr of Allah, praising dhikr of Allah. But look at the disease of our hearts. Look at the disease inside us, the sickness. Look at our negative condition inside us, that we don't go close to dhikr, we don't understand and appreciate dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. This is the deceased human being. This is a person who's totally deceased human being, that the message is now embedding inside him, for which Allah said, I created you physically, and I sent you to the world for this purpose. Allah says, as a Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiyallahu anhu, great companion. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiyallahu anhu, what a great companion. And read his, and understand his words. And a great condition comes about. person, when he listens to the words that came from the blessed mouth of this Sahabi, that when the time came for his death, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, close to death he was, and there were colleagues sitting next to him, and they addressed him and said that I have a lot of love for the dunya. And they were surprised. He said, I have a lot of love for the world, and in the dunya I want to stay. I prefer the dunya, staying in the dunya. I have a lot of love for the dunya. And they said, oh, what's he saying here? But listen, he said, I have love, affection, but not with the things of the world, not with the worldly and material things. I have love for the dunya. I want to stay in the dunya, but not to make a house, not to make businesses and shops, not to establish businesses, not for the love for the material things of the world. Why do you want to live in the world? He said, a unique point. He said, I want to live in the world for this reason, that I want to live more, so I can do more inclusion in the gatherings of dhikr of Allah. Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is that gathering in which you are sitting, for which this person, who people say crazy, people consider him crazy, mad. Oh, he's mad. He keeps saying dhikr, dhikr, dhikr. He's got no other job, nothing else he talks about. People say he has no other amal he talks about, no other detail or knowledge. People think I'm crazy, mad. They say this. But tell me now, what else should we do? Yes, that in such an impure place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given such a great action, that the gathering of dhikr of Allah is such a great thing. I feel like I live here, he said, more in the world, and I'm included in the gatherings of dhikr of Allah. So now let's look and analyze in our lives. Allah has given us tawfiq to do dhikr. He's given us ability to do dhikr, gatherings of dhikr, understanding of dhikr, connection for dhikr. Tell me, how much are we included in this? How much passion we have? But in the dunya, what do we not do for the dunya? Or those things, how much we put time in that we're not attaining anything, we're not getting any result. But dhikr of Allah, a person who does dhikr of Allah, he's such, forget about the people, his family who cry, he leaves such things who are crying for him after, that the whole universe is amazed, that why are they crying for him? Allah Ta'ala says to him, why are you crying, O creation? This is the person, individual, the status of the dhakir. So brothers, the gatherings of dhikr, don't consider the minor waste of time. Every gathering of dhikr of Allah, you don't know what it can give to you, what it gives to you for the akhirah, not dunya. Don't come here thinking, I'm going to a dhikr gathering, I'm not getting this in the world, I'm not getting this in the world, I need this item, that item. Whoever thinks like that is destroyed in this world and the hereafter. Everywhere he's just going with a scale to weigh, how much benefit am I getting from this gathering of dhikr for the world? It's purely the relationship of the majlis, the halqa of dhikr. The dhikr of Allah is so pure, that purely the connection is with Allah for dhikr of Allah. Purely. Don't put secondary things in. We have such a minor and wasteful thought, that such a great action, dhikr of Allah, and we're targeting dunya acquisition. I'm not getting this from dhikr. Brothers, listen to the dhikr of Allah, hadith, read them, listen to them. That by not coming to one gathering, what a big loss for the human being, you cannot imagine. And for minor reasons, we leave the halakha, we don't do dhikr of Allah. That you don't give anything to me, I don't require anything from you, I have no greed from you that I'm pulling you here. I desire, alhamdulillah, that you go to paradise and to the highest grade of paradise. That's my desire. That's my want. That's my feeling. Otherwise, if you'd come or not, I don't know who came in the gathering, who didn't come in the gathering, we put the lights off anyway. We dim the lights anyway. It gets dark anyway. Can't see the faces. We stop seeing the faces. Okay, can you see anyone? I can't see who's coming, who's going. Can you see who's coming early, late, delayed? Someone's going afterwards. Whoever's coming, he's making his good fortune. That's it. However long he sits, however quickly he comes, with the caution and care, he sits with adab and manners, the things he's leaving, and he comes. He's not coming for anything. He's earning his akhirah. And for him, he should be so grateful to Allah that Allah Ta'ala has selected me. Such a halakha gathering I'm going to. In comparison to that, there's no other place that can compare, that Allah is sending me there. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the dhikr of Allah. Massive action. Big action. Another hadith coming to my mind. Shall I share it with you? Oh, many beautiful actions, a great achievement. Practically, I've seen passing away, I've seen this. There was an individual, I saw his death, and this is definitely what happens. He's a Sahabi, Yazid bin Shajra, radiallahu anhu, he narrates, And as a mujahid is the narrator of this hadith, rahmatullah alayh. Ajeeb hadith, unique hadith, that the person who does dhikr of Allah, when he passes away, subhanallah, that when a zakir passes away, then an ajeeb, unique thing takes place at that time. A person remembers Allah, amazing achievement, that the zakir, when he passes away, it's a severe time, obviously his death is transferring from earth to the hereafter, his death, he's passing away, severe time. And what's happening with that person at that time? That individual in front of him, those gatherings are presented, that jamaat is presented, who he used to sit with and do dhikr of Allah. At that time, whilst he's dying, subhanallah, he forgets everything in the world then. He sat in that halaqa where he used to do dhikr, all his friends are sitting. That halaqa, the gatherings, all his friends, colleagues who used to sit in the gathering, they're all there present there. Yes, this happens. And in one place is a unique situation, the Malikul Maud, the angel of death. The person who does dhikr, he gives concession to the person who's dying, the dhakir. They bring concessions. They give time and space whilst he's taking the ruh out. So much concession for that individual, the dhakir, whilst Malikul Maud, the angel of death, is taking the ruh, pulling the ruh out. He gives ease, comfort, that he's telling him, reciting himself. Talqeen is repeating the dhikr, the angel of death. He's reciting the kalima, helping him recite the kalima whilst he's dying. What a great concession. And shayateen, because there's two who come, shaitans come at that time as well. They try to attack the person who's dying, put him off. Because shaitan, he comes at the time of death with his workers. And they try to take the iman. They try to take, so ask Allah for iman at death. And ask Allah for protection from shaitan so he can't overwhelm you at the time of death, overwhelm your mind, because it's a very severe time. Definitely shaitan comes and sits with his group. And he tries his hardest at that time, shaitan. And this is experience I'm telling you, people have shared with me, incidents, events I've taken. These are hadith on one side. And sometimes you can observe and hear. The first thing I told you, observe totally. That person, definitely, they came, totally. Malikul Maut came, and he suddenly got up and he started to recite. And he said, you come here, you come here, why have you come late? He said, well, who are you calling? Where have people come from? The people around him physically, they're surprised. Who's he ushering? Who's he beckoning? He's calling those people. So this is a fact. This happens, that the gatherings that he used to sit with people and do dhikr of Allah, they become visible to him at that time. Maybe your relatives are in this. How much, imagine you feel cool and calm and peace at the time of death. The hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakeel is being read and you're dying at the time and the whole jamaat is sat there with you in the reciting it. Subhanallah. So should you leave the gathering of dhikr, tell me, what a big loss and what a big deception of nafs and shaitan deception, that such place you leave, such gatherings you leave, and you are immersed in the love of the dunya. When you cry, then you'll do hisab kitab, that will give to this much, this much, give to this much, this much, give to this much, this much. That poor person, the person who's dying, what benefit is he going to have? Benefits for those people. If you do dhikr of Allah, then the skies are your friend, the Atlantic is your friend, the Mediterranean Sea is your friend, the Black Sea is your friend, subhanallah, and all of the mountain ranges are your friends, all the places in the world are your friend, if you're a dhakir. 50 years, imagine the clouds on the skies. They say, oh, we know this person, he was a friend of Allah, he used to do dhikr of Allah on the earth. What a great thing. So when you travel, the dhakir is a good person, beneficial person. And that, mashallah, you're doing dhikr on your lataif. Yeah, eat and drink while you're traveling. Enjoy the trip. Yes, you may not have to eat and drink. Then do dhikr at the same time. Subhanallah, the angels are happy, the mountains are happy, the seas are happy, the oceans are giving dua. Wherever you're passing by, they're all saying, welcome, marhaba, marhaba to you, marhaba. What a great, beautiful journey of yours you'll be taking place. Have you ever had a discussion like this, what the fakir is telling you today? Have you had a discussion like this? What new pearls come out for you during the gathering of dhikr? So have love for the dhikr of Allah, my friends. Have love for the dhikr of Allah. Great, great action. Dhikr of Allah. Great, great action. Time will pass, then you'll regret. The regret will not give us anything. Very precious, the gatherings of dhikr of Allah. And it's not in our choice how long will this run for. Could finish any time. The gathering of dhikr, maybe it won't happen again. There's no, we don't have a guarantee that every day we'll have gatherings, majalis will continue. Allah Ta'ala, when He wants, He'll establish them. When He wants to stop them, He'll stop them. Then after, you won't even see them. Where have they gone, the gatherings? So what great ronak in Manchester, we used to be, big gatherings we had. 500-600 people used to come. Yes, but they thought it's forever. No, it's been a long time since I've been. Yes, the places. Yes, Allah Ta'ala, when He wants to, takes it away. So as long as a thing is present, an action, such an action, an important action, that beloved action to Allah. And for us, think that how great an action that we cannot imagine, how great an amal, dhikr of Allah, and purely, Naqshbandi dhikr of Allah. Naqshbandi silsila. Yes, and we leave that for taka of the dunya, for small things, and we make a fuss, I can't come to dhikr of Allah, how can I come? My brothers from Fajr, just there are two gatherings. That as much as you have to travel, journey, you have to sacrifice, it's nothing we're giving up. Nothing. For example, you say, okay, I'll go to this place to dhikr of Allah. That for example, to this extent, I say, with Allah's fadl and grace, who He calls, to come here, there's not even a jaz for anyone. Allah said, stop everybody. Does anybody come here? It's just the Bolton fortune of the Bolton people. Think about it. Yes, Allah Ta'ala has put a fence around it. No one else can come. It's not in my control, brothers. What can I do? Yes, there are very beloved friends, people who know me, who can't come here. I remember them. Come sit with me. But what can I do? What is it? Dhikr of Allah, whoever he calls, he doesn't want to, he doesn't call. It's up to Allah. So even this, you don't have appreciation and value, tell me. You don't even value this. You don't even know that Allah Ta'ala will ask you the hisab, that you did not appreciate, you didn't have love for me. That all the other areas I stopped, but I didn't stop you, and I used to allow you to sit in the dhikr of Allah in the gathering. For you, the shop was open. Say subhanAllah. Yes, but no, we don't care. We don't care at all. Just here and there, we're just running away. So promise in your hearts. Do you promise? That doesn't matter if Allah Ta'ala may Allah not allow an incident to come in your life that you cannot come to the majlis. And Allah doesn't allow a person like that to come. And he won't even come. The sickness won't come to your life, or somebody definitely will bring you in if you're sick to the majlis. Yes? But at least have aqal and brain and understand the deen, that such great verses of the Quran, hadith, such great explanations. Is Allah just saying this for nothing? Do dhikr of Allah? Why do we lead this action? Why do you follow your nafs and desires and say, no, I can't go, I've got this to do, I've got there to go, thousands of whispering and waswasa? No. The people of the heart, when they go from one place to another, they have love. And when they have love for the friends of Allah in their heart, they think, okay, that I want to go to a gathering. Then Allah Ta'ala, through their company of good people, Allah Ta'ala prepares such that Allah doesn't leave them empty-handed. He sends them to the good gathering. But that person who's jahil does not appreciate, he doesn't go. Even then he loses appreciation and value. Even then aqal doesn't come to him. That maybe he's forgetting himself. Oh, why is he calling to the gathering? What's the benefit for him? What benefit am I getting? So such things when I read. So these things I just shared with you today. After listening, a person goes, man, that's such a great action is dhikr of Allah. Such a deep connection a person gets with Allah through the dhikr of Allah. So brothers, will you work hard? Yes. Don't leave dhikr of Allah. Never ever, for any reason. For small reasons, don't leave dhikr of Allah. Say, I don't care, I'm going to arrive definitely to dhikr. Tomorrow, I don't know if I'm going to get this majlis or not. Tomorrow I'll regret, what's the point? Today this benefit, take the benefit as much as I can. Yes, so they were very big loss, those people, and they're unfortunate, those people. They don't even know their misfortune. They don't know how much Allah is unhappy with them. That Allah Ta'ala has called them ghafil, who go far from dhikr of Allah. Let's call them ghafil. Allah says that they're not alive. They are not alive, those people. They're just running after food and drink and dunya to fill their stomachs. Apart from that, they have nothing else in the dunya. Their morning is in the dunya. Their evening is in the dunya. They have no other purpose. Just day, dunya fikr. This here, go and do that. Do this in the dunya. They know nothing else about anything else in the world. Then why did Allah Ta'ala create me in this world? Yes, they have no awareness, Allah says. No consciousness. Allah says that we've gone close to the cows and the buffaloes and the donkeys and the animals. Yes, if we look at the elephant, big animal. What life does he have? Just eat. Elephant keeps on eating. Feed him, keeps on eating. Keep on feeding, keep on eating. What else is he going to do? What other interest does he have in life? The elephant. So is that what we want to become? Big animals? Are we elephants? Are we cows? That we keep on eating, lust and desires. I want this in the dunya. This is mine, that is mine, this is mine. Is that it? Allahu Akbar. How sad a person, he loses out from all of the benefit. And how much of the life the person wastes. We were dust and we'll just get lost in the dust of the dunya. and there's no life in the hereafter, no benefit, but the dhakir who does the remembrance of Allah, mashallah, subhanallah. Here he stays alive, and after passing away, he remains alive. Subhanallah. Tell me. The friends of Allah create a connection with the Wali Allah. Tell me at the time of death who comes to your aid. Yes, that group of the friends of Allah, they come to your assistance at the time of death. The dhakir group, they come. They're invited. A person, whoever you have a connection with in the dunya, strong connection. Remember this. Spiritually, if you have a connection with spiritual people, good people, then at that time they come in front of you. Hadith tell you this. They teach us this. Those gatherings arrive in front of you. At the time of death, the gatherings, the majalis, the halaka, those people, the pious people come. So what a beautiful death becomes for that person who's passing away at that time. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all this, the tawfiq to understand this and to practice this. So we have great and proper love for the dhikr of Allah. Come, let's do some dhikr of Allah now. Recite the Rusheh.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyid al-muslim. Shafi'i al-muslim. Tawwa yasin al-habib al-amin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Nabi al-Mujiyya s-salamu ala sayyid al-muslim. وزرياته بأهل بيته كما سمعت حوله رحمه الله رحمه الله وسلم تسليما دائما نودا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ظلمنا وزرنا اصلنا وجدنا خطرنا وبدنا كل صالحنا اللهم ربنا اعطنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الاخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار قنا عذاب القبر قنا عذاب الحشر قنا عذاب ادخلنا الجنة أموالا ولا عرشا عزيزا يا غفور يا شكر اللهم نسلك الأفلا في المفاضة في الدين ودنيا ودنيا اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في أمور كونية وجنة من خزي الدنيا وزعبنا اللهم حفظنا من كل عيب اللهم حفظنا من كل عيب الدنيا والآخرة اللهم حفظنا من كل عيب الدنيا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ثبتنا للمعنى وامتنا للمعنى واحشرنا يوم القيامة معنى يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي الى دينك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنا على غملات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم إنا على غملات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم باركنا في الموت فيما بعد الموت اللهم العافية والعافية الدنيا والآخرة اللهم نعوذ بك وعذاب القبر يا صاحب جهنم وفتنة المسجد الدجال فتنة المحيي والممات يا كريم يا قاضي الحاجات اكتب حاجاتنا يا دافي المليات ادفع مليجاتنا يا شافي المولات اشفى مرضنا يا رحم الراحمين يا رحم الراحمين يا رحم الراحمين ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم رب ارحمهما ربما ربيان صغيرا جهاں جہاں مسلمان پریشان ہیں جہاں فاتح بلایت ہے میرے مولا ہم سب پہ رحم فرما یا اللہ تو اپنے کرم فرما پوری مدت رحم فرما یا اللہ جس حوادث میں میرے مولا پھنسے ہوئے میرے مولا زلزلوں میں سیلابوں میں مصائب میں مصیبتوں میں میرے مولا ان کی مدد فرما یا اللہ ان کی مدد فرما یا اللہ ان کی مدد فرما یا اللہ یا اللہ تو اپنا کرم فرما دے یا اللہ اپنی رحمت فرما اللہ اپنی رحمت فرما کرم نصیب فرما اپنا فضل نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں سے ہماری نحوستوں سے اللہ ہمیں نہ پکڑ میرے مولا یا اللہ تو بڑا کرم کرنے والا ہے رحم کرنے والا ہے معاف کرنے والا ہے یا اللہ تو ہمیں سچی توبہ نصیب فرما دے اے میرے مولا تو سچی توبہ نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ سچی تو نصیب فرما دے اللہ نفع قبول فرما دے یا اللہ نفع قبول فرما دے ریا دور فرما دے تکبر دور فرما دے اے میرے مولا تو صحیح و نیک بندہ بنا دے یا اللہ صحیح و نیک بندہ بنا دے ربنا حب لنا من ازواجنا وذریاتنا قرۃ اعین واجعلنا للمتقین اماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيااني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستغفرنا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله